religiosity can complicate our relationship with God, and it can feel more like a heavy burden or boxes to check than a deeply personal connection with our Creator. We are also surrounded with messages that tell us that our value is in our ability to get things done, while at the same time saying that we as women shouldn't stand out or draw attention to ourselves. My name is Emily Lewis, and you're listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. For 26 years of my life, I felt like it was my responsibility to keep God happy by doing all the things. I was desperate to be good and to belong. So I exhausted myself by checking the boxes and squeezing myself into the expectations of what others and what I thought God wanted from me. But when I learned that God loves me unconditionally and with radical grace, that allowed me to let go of toxic relationships with the church and myself. Now, as a beloved daughter of God, a wife, a mom, a kids ministry pastor, a speaker, and a worthiness coach, I am confidently living the life that God meant for me. I'm here to help you overcome beliefs that are no longer serving you so that you too can live a well-rested life, ask for what you want, confidently expect to receive what you're worth, and have deep, authentic relationships with God, yourself, and others. When you are grounded in God's grace and own who He says you already are, it opens up the door for the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. I'm Emily Lewis, and I'm so glad you're here, friend. Hey there, friend. Welcome to this life-giving episode. I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to the show. Welcome back. Today, I want to share with you something that a new friend told me, and it was so encouraging. Her name is Blenda, and we met in a networking group together, and this is like the first time we got to talk was this morning, and she's already been such an encouragement to me. I can't wait to get to know her better. But we were talking about the things that get me stopped up in like my business or moving forward or taking action, and it is confusion. It's when I don't have like all the pieces in place. I'm like, I'm not sure what I should be doing. What should I be focusing on right now? And I usually take a step back and journal through some things and get clarity on what God wants me to do, what my next step is, where do I know what I need to be doing, and I can let the rest go and I don't have to feel overwhelmed or frantic about anything else. I don't have to make a lot of decisions. I just need to take action in one area. But this idea of confusion comes up for me, and it feels like the way that the enemy distracts me, or the way that I self-sabotage is through confusion. Like the way that I forget to move forward is, well, I'll just stick on this problem and worry about figuring it all the way out, which as I talk that out, it makes me think of patterns from like high school and trying to figure out algebra. Like I wanted to know how it worked and why it worked. I could get the right answer all day long and it didn't make sense to me. And it was so frustrating to me. And my mom, bless her, for being my math teacher. Like she was good at math and that was her strong suit, like one of them. And she would explain it to me and I'll be like, I don't get it. I'm getting the right answer and I don't understand why I'm getting the right answer. So we can like get stuck on that rather than just moving forward. Like it's working. It's fine. I don't have to like know all the pieces and the nitty gritty of it. And I explained this to Blenda and was talking about confusion. And she goes, well, we know that the enemy is the author of confusion, right? And then this is the phrase that really stood out to me. She goes, how good is God that He gives us this insight? He told us this. He gives us this heads up. Be like, hey, confusion? Yeah, He's the one that creates it, puts it in emotion, is the enemy. So when we're dealing with it, we know what we're up against and we can kind of face it differently when we know that it is a tactic, when we know that it is something that is coming against us to slow us down, or this is how the enemy works. It's like giving us the opposing side's battle strategy, which like is huge if you are super competitive and you want to win, or if it's a life or death situation, or if it's just a big deal. to know how your opponent is going to operate, what a gift is that? That God was like, hey, I think you need to know this. You need to know that this is one of his weapons and tools and ways that he is going to try to get you off course is through confusion. So that doesn't have to be a big intimidating thing. It doesn't have to be a big scary thing of like, oh no, it just gets to be something that we are aware of and how kind and good God is to give us a heads up on that. Like, hey, this is something I think you should know about. So when God gives us these nuggets and tells us things that we need to know, maybe down the road or for something we're dealing with right now, you can stop and say, hey, God, thank you. Thank you for knowing that I would need to know this ahead of time. Like, I would need to know that this was one of the strategies or this was the way that this was going to be fought against in my life. Maybe look for some more of those nuggets in the Bible where God is showing you ahead of time something that you're going to need, something you can tuck in your back pocket, something that you can prepare yourself with, because he didn't just leave us out here floundering or trying to guess our way through it. He empowers us and equips us for the things that we're facing. How good is that? And if you want to be more aware of God's presence in your life and of his hand in your life, I would love to invite you to check out Connected, my brand new program that is video-based with a workbook so that you can grow your connection to God and your connection to yourself and help you see how interconnected the two are. And you can see more of this happening in your life, this intricate details of how God is showing up for you, how God is going ahead of you and orchestrating in your life and helping you along the way. Go to Emily K. Lewis, that's Emily, the letter K, LOUIS.com/connected to get the course today. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Thanks so much for listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. If this episode was an encouragement to you, or you heard a nugget that you needed, I invite you to share it with a friend. Who else relates and would be blessed by today's episode? And it would help me out so much if you would leave a review for the Abundant Grace Podcast. It makes a world of difference getting this podcast into the ears of other people so that they can be empowered to own their worth too. As always, I would love to hear from you. You can find me hanging out on Instagram, emily.abundantgrace, or you can send me an email at hello@emilyklewis.com. I'm praying for you and cheering you on in your faith and healing. Have a great rest of your day, and remember, there is nothing you can do to add or take away from your worth, and there is nothing you can do that will make God love you more, and nothing you have done that makes God love you any less.